Hi, Stuart Mitchell again. You know, it's something that I've talked about many times, mentioned to you a few times, that in the church at large, mostly we don't know how to build relationships with people. Loving, close-knit relationships. We often do okay at building relationships in contexts outside the church, but in the church itself, we seem to have a very difficult time building relationships. And I wanted to spend a few minutes today talking with you about relationship building skills, fundamental basics of building relationships, so that you could know how to go about building relationships, and in that context then, you could begin to build friendships and even bring some people into enough relationship that they will want you to disciple them. So let's start with what is the obvious, most basic thing. In order to build relationships, we have to love people. Now, I didn't really realize how little the people of the church expect to be loved by leaders of the church until one day when I was sitting at a dinner table in Poland, and all of a sudden the young wife laid down her fork and leaned across the table at me and said, "Why, you actually love people." I thought, well, of course I do, but why is that unusual? And yet when I began to think about it, I began to realize that for her experience with church leaders, with people who travel in ministry, she was not used to finding someone who would actually love her as she was. She met lots of people who wanted to change her. She met lots of people who wanted to control her. She met lots of people who wanted her to make contributions. But very rarely did she come in contact with anyone who would just simply actually love her. Now, that's a tragic statement about the nature of ministry in the church. And yet, it's sadly far too often true. The people who are leaders in our church communities are often too busy with administrative things to ever have time to just sit down, have a cup of tea with you, and love you as who you really are. But we only love because He, God, first loved us. So if you're having difficulty loving people, it is highly probable that you're having difficulty believing and receiving in the love that Father God has for you. But I remember confronting that problem in my own life and then hearing the scripture, "He who has been forgiven much loves much." And so I spent a bit of time simply rehearsing with the Lord how much He had forgiven me, how many things and how many character flaws he had forgiven. And then I began to realize how deeply, how wonderfully, how completely I am loved. Father unconditionally loves me, and he unconditionally loves you. And because you are loved, you can love. Because you have been forgiven, you can forgive and you can overlook other people's flaws and failings. Our ability to forbear, to let things go that might have seemed annoying to us, is directly related to how secure we feel in how much we are loved. So, of course, loving people is the starting point. But there are some other things that are also important and helpful. The second one that I'll mention is, it's almost part of loving, I guess maybe it is it completely part of loving, but it's something that in the church we often don't take into account. And that is, we have to resist the temptation to judge the people and criticize the people that we're trying to build a relationship with. You know, you meet a man who smokes and drinks and smells like alcohol. Love him anyway and simply overlook the smell of alcohol and tobacco. You meet a man whose language is crude and rude and obscene, love him anyway and simply overlook. Don't spend your time judging the people that you want to build relationships with. In fact, Jesus' instruction is don't judge people at all, and we'll talk more about that later. But in particular, the people that God has called you to build a relationship with, don't spend time or emotional energy judging them, criticizing them, forming opinions about them. Instead, let them be who they are and love them as who they are. The prostitutes that Jesus loved and who were his friends did not stop becoming prostitutes before he loved them. The drunks that he spent time with did not stop being drunks before he loved them. He loved them as who they were. And you and I did not stop being sinners before he loved us. He loved us while we were still actively insulting him and hurting him and denying him the glory that belonged to him. So learn to withhold your judgments of people and love them. Well, just doing that will not in and of itself build a relationship. So here's a couple of things that will help you build a relationship. One is, don't expect the other person to do anything that you are not willing to do. So, for example, our relationships all have to begin with understanding something about the past. So be willing to share your past, even the gory, ugly parts of it, before you expect the other person to share his or her past. Now, you won't always have to do that, but you always have to be willing to do that. You have to be willing to be vulnerable to being hurt because someone knows things about you that make you uncomfortable. Also, learn to listen. I have a friend who said to me so many times, remember, God gave us two ears and only one mouth. We should be listening twice as much as we are talking. For people like me who like to talk, that's challenging, you know. But learn to restrain your voice, be slow to speak, and listen to what the other person has to say. And one of the most effective ways to listen is to listen asking questions that are not too probing and giving feedback that is very affirming. Now, sometimes the affirming feedback can be as simple as saying, oh, I understand. Oh, that's interesting. Oh, how did that happen? Simple little conversational things that help the other person know that his conversation is being valued. You know, surprising as it may seem, most people like to talk about themselves. And if they feel safe talking about themselves, then they will. Ah, but there comes the other thing. Learn to make people feel safe. Now, if I come to you in a conversation and I tell you, you know, my friend Mariusz said the ugliest thing to me the other day. He is such a nasty person. Then no matter whether I say anything negative about you or not, you're already on your guard because I might start saying the same things about you that I said about Mariusz. Ooh, you don't want me saying nasty things about you, about how negative you are and how hard. So all of a sudden, you're on guard. You don't feel safe to talk with me. Don't talk in ways that make other people feel threatened. Talk in ways that make them feel safe. Talk positively, affirming them. And especially say things that affirm them and reflect what the heart of Father God is about them. I don't know if you've noticed or not, but Father God is very, very encouraging. And when you listen to what he has to say about other people, you will find that you have very, very encouraging things to say to them. So, love them, learn to listen to them, make them feel safe, and exchange history with them, being willing to share your own vulnerabilities before you expect them to share theirs. But that brings you to one other point, and that is, building a relationship is not all about you. Set aside your need to be praised, your need to be loved, your need to be special, and allow the person you're talking with to be praised and loved and special. And when you do, almost everyone will want to be your friend. Building relationships takes time. You can't go down on the street corner and grab someone and say, I'm going to be your friend. Now let me tell you about Jesus. No, you have to actually participate in that person's life and allow him to see that you care about him in practical ways before he's going to be ready to open up his soul and let you see where he really lives emotionally and spiritually. Don't rush it. You know, Jesus said something that's very interesting. He said to us, all of us, he said, don't cast your pearls in front of pigs, swine. Why not? Because pigs don't value pearls. Pearls don't smell like food to them. And so while they're rooting around on the ground looking for something to eat, they will root your pearls right into the dirt. Well, the people that you want to build relationships with, they don't want their pearls rooted into the dirt either. When someone shares with you some valuable, precious thing about his background, and his life, allow yourself to appreciate it and treasure it and treat it like it is something special. You know, I know a young family in which their daughter was killed in a tragic accident when the daughter was only about 2 years old. She drowned in a home swimming pool. And whenever they talk about that daughter, they're talking about something that is extremely important to them. I have to learn to listen to that conversation and treasure that which is pearls to them. One last thing I want to say about building friendships and relationships. And that is, if you go out into your yard and you plant a lily bulb so that it will grow up and become a beautiful flower in your yard, and a couple of weeks later you go out and you pull on the top of the lily plant, you won't make it grow faster. You'll actually slow its growth down if you don't completely kill it. Be patient as you grow relationships. Don't be constantly probing around the roots and pulling on the top, disturbing that which is growing. Just let it grow at its own healthy, natural pace. And when you do that, you will become known as someone who loves. God loves you. I love you. You can love others, and I'll remain His, thus yours.